Wendy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Benji.
Great intro there.
Thank you for having me here.
You know, I think a lot of people get confused with these sorts of issues. There's a big alphabet soup if you're dealing with the Jewish community. You don't know if it's the Zionist Fed or the Board of Deputies or the Chevra Kedisha, even when we're trying to do the West Bank report. So tell us a little bit, what actually is the role of the Jewish Board of Deputies?
So the Jewish Board of Deputies is the representative body of South African Jewry. And we are the interface between the Jewish community and the broader South Africa. So we will be the one who will interface with government, with political parties, with civil society, the media, international Jewish organizations, diplomats in South Africa, and most recently our involvement in Parliament. So whatever the issue is, we would bring in the relevant affiliate body to be involved in that particular. Let me give you a good example. We're talking about the Chev. Very recently, we had the strikes at our state mortuaries, which was a dire situation. It went on for a few weeks, and they were just the most tragic, horrible stories. One of our Jewish bodies was in the mortuary, and we got a call from a very desperate, as we know, we like to get our bodies buried as soon as possible. It's very important in terms of Judaism that a body is not awaiting burial for a significant amount of time, and we had this body there. So the Chev came to us. Would we engage with this? In this particular instance, it was provincial government. We are the interface with provincial government. We brought the Chev in. We were the very involved in negotiating a way that burial, that autopsy could be expedited so that that body could be released. It's not a nice topic, I know, but that's the kind of area that we would be involved with. If the situation is an Israel-related issue, we would bring the Chev in. We would organize a meeting with the relevant ministry, be it Durko, be it the presidency, and we would bring the Chev, the Zionist Federation with us to that particular meeting. And that's very much the role that we also do other things. We monitor anti-Semitism. We respond to anti-Semitism. You were very involved in our Masuku case, so you would be very familiar with that. But we also, of course, have a country communities department where we would minister to small communities. Lots and lots of different things. But essentially, as the representative of the Jewish community, we would be interfacing with the broader South Africa.
Okay, so let's talk very specifically here, because the story in the Jewish report over the weekend was specifically about this ANC conference that's been happening. First of all, I think a lot of people don't really understand what's going on with the ANC. They're having conferences all over the place. Everything is coming up in the media. Explain to us what's actually the process that's going on at the moment with the ANC, and where does the board fit in, given your previous explanation?
I think there's been a lot of confusion around this particular issue. On two, if you don't mind, I'd really like to just deal firstly with the actual issue of the proposed downgrade of the South African embassy
because
in Tel Aviv.
That came up as a resolution in a conference, right?
Well, yeah, it came up for a potential resolution at the conference. I think that what was very, and I think because of the BDS narrative that has been very pervasive in our media, there has been a lot of confusion in terms of the downgrade, the proposal to downgrade the embassy. It has not been decided by the ANC, and I think that's very, very important. This was an area of discussion at the particular commission, the International Relations Commission. And what was very important for us to note, and when Minister Edna Malewa phoned our President Mary Klook during the conference to really clarify what had happened at the commission, she was the chairperson of that particular commission, she said to Mary what had interested her was the vociferous voices from both sides. So it was by no means a one-sided, let's downgrade it. No, there were lots and lots of different proposals that were made, some of them much more severe, some of them much less severe. And those were topics that were discussed and debated and engaged with in that particular commission. Then what happened was it was put forward as an area that should be investigated in the lead up to the elective conference in December. So it certainly is not an ANC decision that they're at this point going to downgrade the embassy. Yes, I think there's a good chance that they might at some point. They could. And we're going to fight that. We're going to fight that tooth and nail. And in that same call, when Edna Malewa did call Mary Klook, she made it very clear that she would welcome our involvement and our participation in this investigation over the next months. And I can tell you that we are going to be very involved in that.
I think that, I mean, that is one of the crucial issues here. I mean, in terms of the ANC process, they kind of have two conferences. They have what they just had now, which is a sort of a policy and thinking about issues conference, and then the big one at the end of the year where they vote on leadership and actually sort of ratify. And yeah, so there isn't actually anything really official on the table. They have a bunch of stuff which they're thinking about, not just on this issue, but on a range of issues. And now there's this process which they're engaging with.
And Benji, also we need – there are many other conferences mm-hmm. that they have. There was the NGC, the National General Conference, that happened in 2015, where there were horrific resolutions put forward on many different issues around the Israeli issue, and none of those actually went through. So I think, yes, we have to be concerned, and yes, we're going to have to put a lot of work into engaging with the ANC over the next few months. But certainly there is no downgrade resolution. Also, I think where a lot of confusion comes in is the difference between the ANC and government. And even if this were to be an ANC resolution, that doesn't mean it automatically becomes a government resolution. Yes, we know the ANC is the governing party at the moment, but I think we need to recognize that it doesn't automatically become a government resolution.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to talk a little bit more about the conference, but we just have to take a bit of traffic and we'll be right back. I actually think that that may have to do with taxis that are now taking off at the airport. That's actually why we're getting flight disruptions. You're listening to The Morning Mayhem. I am Benji Shulman, and we have in studio with us Wendy Kahn. She's from the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, and we're just talking about what is the role of the board, how does it work, and what has been going on at the moment given the ANC and the politics of the country. Now, Wendy, I also wanted to find out, obviously you can't go too much into detail, but there was a lot of discussion in the run-up to this particular conference around the issue of accreditation. Diplomats were barred, and the press, one press person that I read described it as being in a zoo at the conference. So accreditation and being able to participate in the event was kind of a very restricted process, much more than it's been in previous years. Can you tell us a little bit about, we know there were board representatives there, how does that accreditation process work?
Okay. So I think we need to recognize that this is an internal ANC conference. It's actually their opportunity to come together, and it's a much smaller conference than the elective conference, very small conference, and they come together to discuss policy. We requested in the beginning that we would be able to come as we wanted to be able to come as observers, and I think that's where a lot of the confusion comes in. The opportunity for the Board of Deputies to be there is in an observer capacity. And I think it's very important. The idea that we were going to be there to stand up and argue the cause of Israel, that was never going to be the case. We merely, as observers, would have the right to go into the commission or to go into any of the commissions. And it's very important. It's very important that the Board of Deputies be at commissions on many different aspects, from poverty alleviation to economics to small business development. That's as important as being at an international relations commission. But I think what's very, very important is that we are there in an observer capacity. And that's the crux of this matter, that the actual ability to influence and the ability to engage can't happen in those sessions because we are not there in a participatory capacity. That needs to be done in the run-up, in the weeks, in the days, in the months, in the years up to that conference. And that's what the Board of Deputies has been so integrally involved with. We've been involved in building up those relationships. We've been involved in having those conversations. We've been involved in that engagement process, putting forward another narrative, putting forward what we believe is critical in terms of the Israeli-Palestinian situation, a two-state solution, both sides living side by side with secure borders. And that's the conversation that we have been having for many, 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 as I say, years, months, days, weeks. And I think for me, once you get there, it's too late. it has to, those conversations and then get, and for me, what was very exciting was what Edna Malewa said to Mary Klook, though there were vociferous voices from both sides. And that's, for me, what was so exciting. And those conversations are going to continue, Benji, because we had them before, and we're going to be having them now, and they're going to intensify in the lead up to the elective conference, and we are certainly going to continue that engagement. That's when the engagement needs to take place. Once the elective conference takes place, again, hopefully we will be there, but we'll be there in an observer capacity. And the two individuals that did represent the board, and that being Zev Krengel and Mark Pozniak, have been key to that engagement process. They have been involved in a very active way throughout the lead up to this conference. And that's why it was critical that they be the ones that were there. Unfortunately, they couldn't be there for the entire conference. It's nearly a week conference. They couldn't be there. But it's important that they were there to as the people who have been propagating those discussions.
Now, let's move away from the ANC
conference. And I think
we
should also just say that those two people, because of their engagement, were the ones that were invited to be part of it.
Yeah, okay, absolutely. Let's move away from the ANC conference just for a minute. A lot of the discussion last week was also around the board itself and obviously the work that's done. We've discussed that as well. But who actually gets involved with the board? How do they get onto the board? How does that process work?
We have regions, our biggest regions being Johannesburg, Cape Town, Durban, perhaps Pretoria, and then we have smaller regions, East London, Port Elizabeth, Bloemfontein, and each of those regions has a board of deputies, and each of those regions, their affiliates will elect the board of deputies for that particular region. So to give you an example, the Cape Council is about to have their regional elections on the 6th of August. They will, their community, their affiliates have nominated people to stand for the board, and they will then choose who their new chair is, and they will have their regional council. Those regional councils are then represented on a national body, which is called the National Executive Council, the NEC, and that council is made up proportionately of each of those regions. And according to the voting, they will then choose the new leadership of the board, being the national chairman, the treasurer, the deputy chairs, etc. What's very, very important is that each affiliate, therefore, they are the ones who are actually electing on the leadership of the Board of Deputies. So according to the size of each affiliate body, they will be giving voting rights. So a very big affiliate, for example, the Chevra Kedisha would be a very, very big affiliate, would have X amount of voting, and a very small show would probably just have one. But they are directly voting in the leadership of the region, and then the region will vote in the national leadership. So it's a very democratic process. It's been going for 115 years. Similar models are in the UK, in France, even I think in the States, if you think of the Conference of Presidents, I suppose they also would be comprised of the different organizations within the United States. And that's how our leadership are elected.
Okay, well, there we go. Wendy Khan, thank you so much for coming in and explaining to us all those different issues. Good luck with all the important work that you do.
Sorry, Benji, I just want to just reiterate one more thing. And it's a quote that was in the article in the Jewish Report by the ambassador, and I was actually there at his farewell. And he said, make sure that you're there to tell our story. It's a good story and one that we should be sharing. And I agree with that. I agree. I think the point is that we all need to be having those conversations. I spent my Sunday yesterday engaging on Twitter, telling that story and clarifying issues. And we've done that. The Board of Deputies does that. And we've been doing that for many, many, many years. The bottom line is at that conference, we were observers. That wasn't the time for us to be telling the story. telling the story needs to be in the lead up. Telling the story is going to myriads of ANC functions, Soweto uprising memorials, going to Sharpeville memorials. That's when we tell our stories.
Telling the story, indeed, with the Board of Deputies, Wendy Kahn there. Thank you so much for coming in and giving us that that perspective on what is going on in terms of the political world. We are going to be got a whole bunch of stuff coming up in the next while. If you're listening in for Ashley Blaker, we're going to be bringing you all those tickets, those free tickets that he has available. We're also going to be bringing you the West Park Report. We've got the Clarion Project coming up. All of that coming up in the next few minutes. But first, let's get in with the news.